T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's get a recap on the Grammys last night. It was a long night for the Grammys, and Jason Nathanson was there covering it. Is it still going on, Jason, or is it over now?
I think so. I can barely remember back when, way in the beginning, when Michelle Obama took the stage.
Yeah.
It was so long ago. I mean, you know, that was seemed like one of the highlights from the beginning, but then the show went on for almost 4 hours. And in that time, only 9 awards were actually given out. It was performance after performance after performance. A lot of them good. A lot of them, I would say, completely unnecessary. But in the end, Kacey Musgraves is the big winner, winning Album of the Year, taking home 4 total trophies, tied only by Childish Gambino, who won 4 awards for his song This Is America, and cared so little about the Grammys, he decided to not even show up.
Yeah, that was kind of strange. Two things strange about that. One, he was kind of MIA there and didn't show up for the Grammys to accept his awards. And two, you know, not to take anything away from the recording and that, but that song, This Is America, isn't it really the video? I mean, without the video, that song is, you know, no one ever said to me, look, listen to this song. It was always, look at this video.
A lot of people would say that, but I mean, you know, in this day and age, it really doesn't matter because Kacey Musgraves is somebody who doesn't get a whole lot of radio airplay with her country albums. That's been an issue for her, but it's all about streaming and views. And, you know, with Childish Gambino's song, he didn't put out a record last year or an album. He just put out that one song. And it doesn't matter how you watch it or consume it these days, whether you watch it, which counts as a stream. That song certainly didn't get a whole lot of airplay either, but it was good enough for it to win Best Song and Best and Record of the Year, 2 prestigious awards which rap never wins. It was the first rap song to ever win Song and Record of the Year, which is a really big accomplishment.
All right, and Lady Gaga, now she won last night for Best Pop Duo Group Performance for Shallow with Bradley Cooper, and then she performed that song too, right?
She did perform, and I was actually kind of surprised that she performed Shallow, because she's going to be performing that at the Oscars coming up in just a couple of weeks here. It's one of their big performances. She's going to do it with Bradley Cooper. She didn't do it with Bradley Cooper last night. But there's been some kind of, you know, the Oscars want to have something special. They want to leave something to themselves that you haven't seen before. So for her to have actually done Shallow at the Grammys, and then she's going to do it a couple weeks later, you know, it takes a little bit away from the performance. Though, I think a lot of people are hoping that she and Bradley Cooper do a nice, sweet duet versus last night, which was a much more edgy rock performance with some kind of crazy dancing from her that just didn't really seem to fit with the kind of pretty song.
All right, stealing a little Oscar thunder there. All right, something to watch out for. Did you have, personally, a favorite performance from last night?
I really liked Cardi B was a lot of fun. I thought Janelle Monáe was really good. But for me, it was all about Brandi Carlile. She was the most nominated woman last night. She's a folk American kind of country singer. Not the biggest household name, but her performance of the song The Joke, it's such a raw song. It's such an emotional song. And it was, you know, just her and her backing band and her guitar and her really powerful vocals. It got everybody in the arena on their feet. I thought it was just a really kind of special, very emotional performance.
All right. Jason, thanks. We appreciate it. Kind of running through the Grammys last night, didn't even get to Dolly Parton or Diana Ross, but they were
There's also so much
highlights from last night. Only 9 awards, though, in 4 hours. How about that?
That's insane. A lot of award shows kind of get that knock, right, for being so long, but the Grammys always seems to take the cake year after year.
Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.